Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
Two.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, are you 18 years of age and resident in Boston or in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your area, can you tell me what is your age, please?
44.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, and just to make sure we're reaching everybody, and remember, this is a study we're conducting, and nowadays, we don't want nobody to feel discriminated. So by no means, we're trying to insult your intelligence with the next question. Okay, sir? Now, how would you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Man.
And how would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Islander?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, what grades are your children currently in? You said
seven.
You got two, right? Seven grades.
Seven,
okay.
Seven and ten.
Seven and ten. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Now, which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic, private, or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
Wait a minute, say that again. Say that again.
Which of the following best describes the schools where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district in Boston? A public charter school? Public school. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? You know, vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation. They don't. Okay. Thank you. Now, you mentioned you have a child in the seventh grade. Now, the following several questions will be about this child's schools, okay? Now, well, which of the following best describes the school where your seventh grade child is enrolled this year? A public run by the school district? Are they both in the public run, in the public school district? Or charter school?
Well, he's in a charter school.
Oh, charter school? The seventh grade?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your seventh grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all the parts of the school experience, such as the communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, now, how would you grade your seventh grade child schools so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
Well, school just started 3 weeks ago.
So it's too early to tell?
Yep.
Can I record? Okay. Now, when thinking about a grade for your child's schools, what factor will be most important to you to take into consideration if you are about to grade your child's schools, the seventh grade? What would be the factors?
Well, to grade them?
Yeah, how would you... See, when thinking about a grade for your child's schools, the seventh grader, what factors would be most important to you? On your own words, it's just one or two things.
What would be... Say that question again?
Yeah. Now, when thinking about a grade, let's say you graded your child's schools, the seventh grader.
Yeah.
Now, what factors would be most important to you?
Well, the education.
The kind of education that
learning.
Okay, learning. Okay. And now, moving forward. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your seventh grade child reading at the level expected for students at their age group? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yeah, he...
Thank
he,
you. Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how about in terms of math? Is your seventh grade child working at the level expected for students at their age group when it comes to math?
Well,
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No, he doesn't have an IEP.
IEP. Okay, thank you, sir. And I appreciate your patience. Does your seventh grade child receive service for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
Nope.
Okay. And thinking about your seventh grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, I'm not concerned.
Not too concerned or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I'm not concerned.
Yes, sir? You're not concerned about his mental? Okay, great. How much have you discussed your seventh grade child's hope and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
I'm going to say rare. So I would,
just a little?
Yeah, I'll say amount.
A little. Okay. And which of the following do you think your seventh grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? You think he's interested in beginning an associate degree, or being a bachelor's degree, or begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
Well, I know he tells me he wants to be a police officer. So
begin a bachelor's degree or associated degree?
Yeah, I'll say bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree. Thank you, sir. That's excellent. Your seventh grade child is already. He wants to be a police officer? Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Love you.
That's excellent. How well is your seventh grade child schools preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Well, I think it's too early to tell because, I mean, school's only been in session 3 weeks.
I understand. And this is a seventh grader. But to the best of your knowledge and for the sake of research, you think they preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Somewhat well?
Yeah,
not
somewhat
too well.
Somewhat
well.
It's not well, because his teachers are pretty good.
Understood. And what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? One or two things that you can mention. You know, what would be the most significant challenge that you think he has or the school has in order for him to achieve their post-high school goals? What challenge do you think he will face? One or two things will do.
Well, I think being comfortable in school.
Yeah.
And,
Sure.
Hmm.
Well, challenges? We can leave it like that. Well, he can be mentally stable. He has to feel comfortable at school and the school surroundings, right?
Right.
Okay. And you say that your seventh grade child will most likely begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Very confident, because I'm going to stay on them. I'm going to stay on them to make start.
Yeah.
So
that's
pretty confident.
Pretty confident, very confident. Thank you, sir. And that's the job, yeah. We're thinking about the possibility of your seventh grade child attending college. How much of a concern is each of the following? How about the cost of applying to college? Is that a major concern, minor concern, not too concerned?
Well, I'm going to say as of now, a minor concern.
Okay.
But
how about
a major concern,
yes,
but it's a minor concern right now.
Understood. How concerned are you about the cost of room and board if he wants to go to college? Major concern, minor, not too concerned?
Well, I'm going to say minor concern.
Okay. How about the total tuition cost? Is that a major, minor, or not concerned at all?
That's a major concern because that could get expensive.
Yeah, it can be very expensive. How about the cost of books? Is that a major concern for you, minor, or not concerned at all if he goes to college? The cost of books, is that a major concern, minor concern, or not concerned at all for you?
Minor.
Minor concern. Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, Now, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody? What's your opinion?
Say that question one more time.
Yes, sir. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody? What's your opinion?
Well, I'll say certain people. No, that I don't think of.
So some people, right? Thank you, sir. As you may know, vocational, technical, or vo-tech programs provide hands-on skills on training for future careers. Now, does your seventh grade child schools have to offer a vocational training? Yes or no?
Repeat that question one more time.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. As you may know, vocational, technical, or vo-tech programs provide hands-on skills on training for future careers. Now, does your seventh grade child schools offer vocational training? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay. So now, will you be?
Yes.
You would record that as a yes. Okay. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward, will you be open to exploring vocational programs for your seventh grade child after they finish high school? Will you consider? Might or may not consider, or will not consider at all.
If
will you consider?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would be your hesitations about considering vocational programs for your seventh grade child? What would be the hesitations there when you'd be looking?
Well,
let's say.
Maybe I answered that wrong. I wouldn't have unnecessary. I wouldn't hesitate,
okay.
Some of those programs are pretty outstanding, those vocational programs.
Yes, sir.
So I wouldn't have an issue with those.
So you will consider those programs, right?
Yep.
Okay. So if you consider those programs for your seventh grade child after school, what would be your hesitations about considering vocational programs for your seventh grade child? Just one or two things.
I'm not understanding the question. Say the question one more time.
Yes, sir. Now, what would be, you say you will consider, right? The vocational program for your seventh grade child after they finish high school. You say you will consider. Now, if you consider that, what would be your hesitations about considering vocational programs for your seventh grade child?
I wouldn't have any hesitation.
Oh, okay.
Because I think some of those programs are, pretty good.
Pretty good, okay. So it's no hesitations on your part when it comes to looking for those vocational programs, right?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward, we're almost done. Now, we're thinking about post-high school plans for your seventh grade child. How important do you believe each of the following are in helping making their plans? How important do you think teachers are? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important, and helping.
Teachers are very
important. How about college prep programs? Same question. Do you think they're very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important, the college prep program?
I'm going to say somewhat important because it's depending on, the programs. It's depending on who's using.
Right.
Yeah, because everybody ain't using the same programs.
I'm going to say
somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay. How about, how important do you think is guidance counselors in helping making his plans? Very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Very important.
And how about family members? Very.
Yep.
How about your influence as a parent? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Very important.
And friends and peers' plans, do you think that will help him? Do you think that help will be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I'll say very important with those two.
their friends and peers, right? Now,
yep.
I would like to ask you about your 10th grade child real quick, okay? How well is your 10th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Very well, thank you. And with which opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child's high school offer? An advanced placement or international bachelor's courses or dual enrollment courses or early college courses or work-based learning on internship opportunities? Which opportunities, if any?
Repeat that question one more time?
Yes, sir. Which opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child's high school offer? Is it offered advanced placement on international bachelor's courses or dual enrollment courses, or they offer early college courses or work-based learning on internship opportunities? Did they offer any of these?
Yeah, they offer all of those.
All, okay. Thank you, sir. Well, that's pretty good. Where's the school, though? In the Boston area, right?
Yep.
Okay. Because, see, my kid went to Cambridge, and they had the tutors from Harvard coming in and help them a little. So that was a great help. But moving forward, has your 10th grade child participate in college preparation programs while in high school or not? You want me to repeat
repeat that question again.
Okay. Has your 10th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not? Yes, he did or not?
I'm going to say not, because I'm not aware of that yet.
Understood. Now, has your 10th grade child taken any courses that offer college credit while in high school? Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, which of the following career development activities has your 10th grade child participated in while in high school? Does he participate in career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, or resume building workshops, or mock interviews, or internships, or co-op programs, or none of the above? Which of the following?
You gotta repeat that question.
Okay. Which of the following?
You want to give me a call tomorrow with this? We're
almost done. It's just one more minute. Just one more minute, yeah. So I can use all the ones
I got now. Just keep occupying me. That's why I keep missing your questions.
Okay. Now, real quick. Which of the following career development activities has your 10th grade child participated in while in high school? Did he participate in career fairs, in job sharing opportunities, resume building workshops, or he has participated in mock interviews or internships and co-op programs? Okay. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Believe me, just half a minute, okay? Now, to the best of your knowledge, does your 7th grade child identify as the LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
Okay. And the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, what language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Myself?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did 2 years in college.
Okay, so college. Thank you. And the last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, or more than $150,000?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you, sir. And finally, what's your five-digit zip code?
02382.
02382. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey responders to contact a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to our reporter for this purpose, but your responses to this survey will never be used of any report without your permission. Now, will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Yes or no?
Yeah, you could.
Okay. And would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your first name, you say?
John.
John, okay. And your last name, John?
Brown, B, as in the color brown.
The color brown, thank you, sir. And this is the best phone number to reach you, right, with service invitation?
Yeah.
Mr. Brown, and what's the best email address that to reach you with service invitations?
Well, I don't have an email address right now. Right?
No worries. Do you prefer to be contacted by text message?
Yeah, you could.
Okay, because you don't have email. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion, sir. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.